Good afternoon.
What a
glorious day to be that which I am as God. For every day is a glorious day, for I, God, am glorious. And how perfect is that? I create my world and all within it through speaking my word from all that I think upon. And the desire of my heart sets into motion the universal law of cause and effect, which I am the law and master of my relative world of effects. It truly amazes me as I look with wonder at all that I create, which reflects the purity of consciousness in which I am one with all that I am conscious of being. I can only skate on the appearance of an effect for just so long before I begin to laugh with love at the symbolism of all that I create, which appears in my relative world of effects through the situations and circumstances and scenery that reflect the awareness of my being God through my creation as my creation. For my purpose is to be me and have fun being me. What thrills my being is observing my thought creations within the understanding that nothing I see is real. It's all an illusion which changes according to whatever cause I place in motion through whatever aspect of my divinity I desire to experience. The aspect of my divinity that I experience in my world is that of love, laughter, and abundance, for this is who I am. The only meaning anything has is the meaning I give to it. For I am who I say I am, and my experience is what I say it is. Wow, how wonderful I am, how exciting I am, how magnificent I am, that whatever I claim my world to be is my experience, which begins as a thought in my consciousness. The expression always follows the impression, and through my understanding of who I am, my world reflects this love, laughter, and abundance in which I am through all the love and laughter that I hear wherever I go. The other day, as I entered the gym, I was greeted with love and laughter from Janice, who takes my gym card and welcomes me into my creation of my own space. She always has something nice to say to everyone. She looks at me and says, "You're always laughing and smiling about everything." I reply, "Of course I am. When I stand before you, I get to look into the mirror of my consciousness, and I automatically laugh lovingly at what stands before me." Janice has greeted me every day for years and returns the laughter and love as she says, "Oh, Rhonda, I love you. You're such a nut." I reply, "Hey, it takes one to know one. Thank you for being one of the mixed nuts in my world. I love you too." With that said, I begin to walk away as I hear my laughter harmonizing with Janice's laughter of love. I enter the weight room and I see my friend Jeanette on the hyperextension bench. And as she sees me, she laughs with love as she greets me with her musical hello. I look at her and laugh as I sing out a song that floods my consciousness as I look into her sparkling eyes. "Good morning, Starshine. The world says hello." She begins to laugh as I continue saying, "I've just arrived, and I believe I'll walk around and greet all before I start lifting." She replies, "Don't bother. There's no one here of any importance." I look around as I laugh with love and say to her, "You know, I just saw someone who is extremely important." She looks at me and says with excitement, "Really? Who?" I say, "Turn around and look." She follows my instructions and turns only to find her reflection in the mirror and begins to laugh. She turns to me and says, "Oh, Rhonda, you're so funny." I reply, "Oh, Jeanette, I only speak the truth. You know that by now. Why do you act so surprised?" Through my laughter of love, I hear Jeanette reply, "Yes, you do," in the most loving and funny way. I reply, "Hey, you know my motto, always leave them laughing with love. I see I've achieved my objective. I'll see you later in between reps." I walk away within the sound of music through our laughter, playing the love song of I Am in my beautiful musical production in which I am the star and my storybook eyes reflected within all that stand before me within the mirror of my consciousness. As I acknowledge the beauty that surrounds me, I acknowledge the beauty that forever lives within my heart, within my being. For I can only see that which is within my own heart. And I've been in the gym for over 20 years now. And I go there 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week. And I spend 2, 3 hours. And the same people go there year after year. And I love to laugh and have fun. And I see everybody in there practicing being their perfect self in creating the perfection in which they already are. And I love just telling people how wonderful and beautiful they are. And they get all excited and they smile and they seem not to be used to it with people giving them compliments. And they turn around and start complimenting me. And I say, well, you know, you can only see that which you are. If you can't, if you see beauty anywhere in your world, it's only because it exists within you. For you're the creator of your world through that which you gaze upon, that which you think upon. And that which you gaze upon is a reflection of the purity, of the oneness, of your consciousness of being, whatever you believe to be true of yourself. There was a situation in the gym the other day. It was so funny. These three guys, they've lived quite a while on the illusion of a time sequence. And I've seen them for the last 6, 7 years. And we all stand around joking. And I was walking through the weight room, get a drink of water, and I see three of them standing together, and George walks up to me and starts saying to me, Rhonda, you know, Saul is saying all these things, all these negative things about me. And he goes, you know who I am. I said, yes, of course I know who you are. However, just remember, whatever anybody says to you is based upon what they think about themselves. So George's face lights up, and all of a sudden he turns to Saul and says, Saul, you know, you are so magnificent. I'm so amazed at what kind of man you truly are. And we all start laughing because we understand that what we see in others is what's in ourselves. And I do this in the gym all the time, you know, when I'm training. And now it becomes a joke. Everybody walks up to each other. All right. Have you